Welcome to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment opportunities. This is Atul PM. Money markets, government bonds, and the Indian currency market are abuzz with speculation as to whether the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee will formally commence on the process of normalizing monetary policy through a reverse repo hike on Wednesday. While the Omicron strain of the coronavirus poses a fresh risk to economic growth, the world's largest economy is showing concrete signs of lifting the interest rates, a factor which may pressure the Indian Central Bank to shift away from ultra-loose monetary policy. ET Markets' Bhaskar Datta caught up with Aditi Nair, chief economist at rating agency ICRA, to gauge how the Monetary Policy Committee may respond to the contrasting elements of upside risk to inflation and a fresh shadow over growth prospects. Listen in.
So most economists are predicting a status quo from the MPC on Wednesday as the Omicron strain presents a new element of uncertainty when it comes to growth. So what are your expectations?
Certainly the Omicron variant has reignited uncertainty globally, and that's something for the MPC to contend with as well as we go in for the last policy review of 2021. And our view is that with the Omicron variant, the status quo that we were anyways expecting is only getting reinforced. So we believe that there will be a status quo on the repo rate from the MPC. The accommodative stance will be continued in another split vote. We don't expect the voting to change from the last two policies. And at the same time, we also believe that the RBI will not hike the reverse repo rate. The expectations around this are very split in the market right now, but we hold on to our view that with the new round of uncertainty coming in from the Omicron variant, the RBI is unlikely to change the reverse repo rate now and wait until the February 2021 policy review to do so. We also believe that there is going to be a fairly clear shift in the tone of the communication coming in from the MPC and the RBI to prepare the markets for a commencement of policy normalization from the February 2022 policy review onward. So step one, we believe the MPC will change the stance to neutral, which will be accompanied by a reverse repo hike from the RBI. And step two will be the actual repo hikes from the MPC. We are currently expecting two, one in the April policy review and one in the June policy review. And then there will be a pause to sort of reassess the durability of the growth recovery.
So money market rates have by and large sort of adjusted to the possibility of the RBI narrowing the LAF corridor through a reverse repo hike. So do you expect fresh steps on reining in surplus liquidity in the banking system?
See, we do expect liquidity normalization as a process to continue. So as I said, we are not expecting the reverse repo rate to be hiked right away. In any case, the recent VRRR cutoffs have been pretty close to the repo rate. So the market has already adjusted, like you said. And we don't expect the RBI to give a stronger signal of a shift by narrowing the corridor at this point in time. We expect the corridor to remain where it is for another 2 months. And going ahead, we don't expect any more GSAP from the RBI. We don't expect there to be too much of yield curve management through the open market operations. So we believe that the RBI will sort of allow rates to drift towards a new normal as we get closer toward the policy normalization. And liquidity will continue to be sucked out. It's possible that they may announce longer term VRRR options, but maybe not for a larger quantity.
Then going by the July SEB GDP numbers, it seems likely that the RBI will maintain its forecast of 9.5% GDP growth for the current year. So what are the headwinds and tailwinds to this projection in your view?
So when we look at the Q2 GDP number at 8.4%, that's a little bit higher than what the MPC had forecast for that quarter, which was 7.9%. However, the internals of the GDP number are not very convincing. In particular, there's a large jump in valuables that's actually outpacing the jump in GDP itself between the pre-COVID quarter of Q2 FY20 and the just concluded quarter of Q2 of FY22. Private consumption continues to trail, so does government consumption. and the increase in gross fixed capital formation, while heartening, is pretty mild. So the internals don't suggest a very convincing recovery above pre-COVID levels in Q2. Secondly, we don't have solid signs of a durability of the growth which has been displayed in the disaggregated Q2 numbers. Going into Q3, we had a solid festive season and the October high-frequency indicators were quite promising, but a lot of indicators lost momentum in November. And as soon as we entered into December, we are now hit by the uncertainty related to the Omicron variant. So on balance, we think that the MPC is likely to hold on to its 9.5% GDP growth forecast for this year, despite the Q2 number having come in a little bit higher than expected. One more point I'd like to add, we recently got the second supplementary demand for grants from the Government of India, and the net cash outgo within that was significantly higher than what we were expecting. However, the fiscal impulse of all of the new expenditure which has been announced isn't very even. For example, the equity infusion into Air India Limited or the higher fertilizer subsidy which has been necessitated by skyrocketing input prices. These will not necessarily be, may not lead to a pickup in growth as compared to our earlier expectations.
So U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has struck a markedly hawkish note on bond tapering and inflation last month. So would that pressure the RBI to act similarly? And how would the rupee fare in the event of a sooner than expected normalization of U.S. monetary policy?
So, you know, the RBI has maintained quite strongly that it's the domestic economy and the domestic cues which are paramount in terms of setting their agenda and guiding their actions. And I think that is something which is going to remain the case, even though the U.S. Fed may taper faster and may rate hikes a little sooner than what was being expected. In any case, our base case pencils in policy normalization starting in the next 2 months. So we don't believe that even the repo rate hikes are going to come in the second half of next year, for example. We believe that we're going to get two upfront hikes, one in the April policy and one in the June policy. And the recent talk about faster taper and faster rate hikes by the US Fed are not really changing our view surrounding the timelines for the RBI's actions and the MPC's actions.
Thank you, Bhaskar and Ms. Naya, for a very intriguing conversation. That's all in this week's special podcast. Do keep checking this space for more interesting content and take time out to follow Market Podcast twice every day.